Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
It's like $100, guys.
Yep. You're the moron for spending, what, $50 on nachos?
Yeah. Guys, get ready with me as I go to Coachella.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Is that the thing? Is that it? Yeah. Is it airbound?
Yeah, it's airbound.
Spacebound.
We're up.
Whatever. Okay, we're up.
All right.
Blue Origin is launched.
Yeah. Looks like a giant penis. I'm betting on that in the sperm race.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
A little much.
Like they just discovered
a new
planet.
Well, they saw something beautiful that we can only imagine.
No, it's simple. You could just Google it. You could just have view from space.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis. And Shime.
And also now, I was reading the psychic in this story was a shorter person and is now missing. And so police are saying it's a small, medium, at large.
Well, now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Morning, one and all.
Good morning.
What up?
Oh, Curtis, I was worried about you. There's Curtis. Curtis is here. Kurt Doggy, Megamind, has arrived here.
Sorry about that. My key was in a stroller and I lost it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, it could be worse. It could have been that you lost the stroller with James inside
it.
Yeah, that's true.
It could have been worse. Well,
look at you, glass half full.
I am a sauce container is always half full person. 100%. I'm trying to be that way about the Red Sox, but they stank.
Yeah.
My Lord. How long until it's fair? Because every time I bring anything up about the Red Sox, the answer is it's a long season. When are we able to suggest that there might be an issue with the Boston Red Sox?
There's an issue, but luckily for you, your division stinks.
Yeah, no, you stank, and the division stinks.
Right. So it's going to be who's the least stankiest come, come midway through the season.
That last night, that drubbing that they endured and that we endured last night watching it is, and I get it. You've had issue. Certainly, Tanner Houck has not been what you thought Tanner Houck was going to be last season or to start this season, but.
He dug your grave last night, though, and there was no coming out of it. So
they are just they are struggling.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not going to be on the owners this year. Like, you're not going to be able to blame John and all those guys.
No.
It's going to be on Cora, and there's going to be an increasing drumbeat to do something about first base. Move Casas to Worcester for a bit. He loves it down there. Maybe bring up Roman Anthony, put Devers there. I don't know, but
might have to move Devers back to third base, though.
His whole thing, though, Tristan Casas, yeah. Like, I don't think it's cute that you're doing yoga with Raymond, the mascot. Just hit the baseball.
You know who he is?
And then try to field the baseball.
He is the Red Sox version of Russell Wilson. Like, you know, yeah. Doing the A skips and yoga.
I think his teammates like him. Russell Wilson's teams thought he was a douche.
You really think you're doing A skip and yoga down the aisle of the airplane, yeah. Russell Wilson? Yeah. I just think guys, when they have teammates like that, they look at them and they might like them, but they look at them and going like, really?
What do you think Cora thinks when he sees that?
Yeah, Cora should be like, sit him down and say,
Cora said he can do yoga and then hit dingers, so it doesn't matter to him.
Well, he's doing one, but not the other.
Yeah.
I think he hit the dingers first and then maybe do a little yoga. But that's just me. I don't know. He's not my kind of player. He thinks he's like pulling the wool over everybody's eyes by trolling the haters, but it's just, he can't get out of his own
head. He's trying to create viral moments is what I think he's trying to do. And I would prefer that those viral moments occur in game on the baseball field as a part of a Red Sox win, not a 16-1 embarrassing beatdown. So it's just not.
We go, that's cool when he's hit 15 home runs and he's hitting over 300 in batting average. And you're like, we can live with that. Right. That's like, look, cool.
You'd be interested in the color and the design of his nail of his nail polish if he was hitting taters.
Yeah, yes. We'd have no issues with it. But when you're stinking up the joint, maybe you might want to be as kind of hidden as possible when it comes to stretching and all these other things. But
now, here's a warm text to greet me on the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text. It says, Greg, are you contractually required to say only positive things about Alex Cora? No. I will, if you believe that this is on Alex Cora a couple of weeks into it, then I will happily, I will hear and I will.
Clearly on, I think a big part of the pie is on his shoulders.
Which part?
Just.
If you look at this team being off to a less than 500 start 2 weeks into the Major League Baseball season, what part in your mind is on Alex Cora?
I would say obviously just some of the attitude that the players have, right?
Okay.
Your first baseman is allowed to do the things that he's doing because you allow that behavior in the clubhouse. I would say defensively, clearly they're not ready, or you didn't have them prepared, or you don't have the right guys in the right positions.
Yep. And took too long to make decisions, maybe.
Whatever it is,
they
right?
Error-wise, they are certainly unfortunately at the top of the league.
The strikeouts,
right.
You're
so
like...
Wait, the Rays have a better manager. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Okay, the strikeouts, neither do I. I have no clue, that's the point.
The strikeouts, so then... Then we shouldn't give out if that's your opinion.
Oh, Cashy.
No, if that's your opinion, then Cora gets no credit, none of the blame.
No, I think that
you can't give a guy credit when a team does well and go, oh, the reason why this baseball team is playing well is their manager is allowing them or doing his part to have a team that's overachieving. Like, you can't give him that credit.
I don't believe that Alex Cora would have had Tristan Casas on this team if it were up to him alone. He is a guy, you, Wiggy, and Courtney, we were in the room with him when I made the stupid joke about Casas. His face lit up. He is a abscessed tooth in that locker room. And I just feel like...
What about the strikeouts?
Not good. Right, not, and it's then, not and entirely
then,
off of
him. No, but then on the manager to be like, hey, we need to be better at the plate. We need to take more pitches. We shouldn't be swinging at balls that are in the dirt. Like, is that?
Do you think he's telling him to swing at balls in the dirt?
No. Okay. So then, blame the manager for anything.
Not really. I like Alex.
But you really think that Tristan Casas is a problem in the locker room just because he does yoga and paints his nails and is a bit quirky?
He said he was getting stabbed in the back when he was in Worcester when the team was in a fight for its life to make the playoffs. And he stayed there to be 100% to the point where the team forced him to correct the record and say, no, he doesn't, in fact, feel like he's being stabbed in the ribs. I don't think winning is as important to Tristan Casas as it is to Alex Cora.
Does he, from the outside, appear to be a guy to you who gives an F? Like, he doesn't appear to be that person to me.
I think he cares about his play. I think he cares about the team performing well, but that just might be me because I loved the documentary, and so I feel a certain type of way about Tristan Casas right now, and I can appreciate that may be I have my blinders on.
Right.
But at the same time, I think Tristan Casas gets a lot of hate just because of who he is as a person, and if he was playing out of his mind, that wouldn't matter.
Yeah, get a pass. But you know what? Bill Gates was wrong. He said teachers and doctors, he probably should have put managers at the list because what's the purpose of having a Major League Baseball manager if he gets zero blame, right? So you might as well put AI robot in there.
I need the full Bill Gates quote.
Didn't Bill Gates say that teachers are going to be obsolete because we could use robots?
Okay, yes. I forgot what you were talking about. Yes.
So why not just use robots to be managers?
Why not have robots that hit and don't do yoga?
You are advocating for robot AI, or as our Secretary of Education refers to it, A1.
Yep.
We want that to be deployed, and we will have robot managers in Major League
Baseball.
If
you're never going to blame the manager, then what's the purpose of having a manager, right?
Yeah. Good point, Wiggy. Good point. All right. Well, anyway, Red Sox, unfortunately, didn't get it done last night.
Nope.
And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. It is a 2-for-Tuesday, by the way, speaking of the Red Sox. And that means you can win Red Sox tickets all day long. And we will give you a code word at 7 that you can use throughout the day when it comes to winning those tickets. So that is coming up. Be listening at 7 for the code word. Final game of this long season for the Bruins tonight. And I'm awaiting what is going to happen with the whispers that I heard. I noticed, Curtis, thanks to you for tweeting that out yesterday, because several of the beat writers immediately went to their sources to try to determine that any kind of whisper I had heard was incorrect.
Well, this is my favorite period. It's where everybody, quote, dunks on Greg. And then inevitably the story will come out, and I have faith. And the other thing is, it wasn't that there was a specific name. I had people reaching out to me. I'm like, dude, that's the existence of the whole thing. I tweeted exactly what was said.
Yeah.
That was it. Yes. It wasn't saying that this was going to be, you know, Edward R. Murrow here.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't full scoop, and it wasn't full Cocoa Bomb. No. It was whispers.
Right.
Gathering whispers. And so, I've been wrong before.
Well, we still got plenty of time. Tomorrow's Wednesday. You got till Wednesday at what? 10, 11 o'clock at night?
I would give it till 5. Yeah.
I mean, 5? We will see. And if the Bruins stand pat with everybody that is involved in the operation, then that's the decision that they're going to make. I don't know.
Maybe you saved their jobs. Maybe they heard your scoop and said, you know what? We are not going to do any changes. We're going to prove Greg Hill wrong.
That could be. I mean,
not all heroes wear capes.
If that's what they are.
But, like, let's be honest. If you got this one wrong, like, we're moving on from the Swayman take. Because I heard whispers. I went with that. Yeah. We're moving on.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. What's up?
So, about Tristan Casas, I understand, like, the nail painting and the yoga and all that stuff, you know, it shouldn't matter, but it's not what he's doing with that stuff, it's the motivation behind it, and he's made comments that indicate that he does these things to kind of get a rise out of people that might find it, like, strange, so it's not It's not the action. It's the motivation behind it. And all he cares about is the optics of doing things that have nothing to do with being a successful baseball player and contributing to a successful baseball team. That's the problem. He doesn't care enough about what he should and cares too much about what he shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, his go-to yoga practice move ought to be downward glove. So that he can stop the baseball. You get that one?
Yeah, that's I did. Downward dog.
Downward dog is
right. Nailed it.
Not too familiar with the yoga. I mean, it's not really my thing. Should I be participating in yoga? Like, no.
I think it would
yoga?
Be very
Should
good I? For you. No. It's good for your blood pressure.
I feel like in the hot yoga room, some of my flatulence issues could be exacerbated.
You should do baby goat yoga, then you won't have that issue.
That becomes the issue. You don't want to be stanky.
I would just blame it on the goat. Like everybody blames it on the dog.
Bingo.
Yes. Okay. Goat yoga. Right. Yeah.
Those rooms smell bad anyway. I think you'd be fine.
Do they really?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's
goat
the best.
Yoga?
No. I was going to say. Hot yoga.
Ugh, stinky rooms. Yeah, you don't want to go in there.
Like
stinky rooms.
You don't like stinky rooms.
Not when I'm working. I like put some,
Coach, how was the show last night?
Oh, man. Mary J. Blige, man. I want to say she's in her 50s, but I give a lot of credit to performers. I know you talk about Bruce and everything. She put on an amazing show. An hour and a half. She got hits after hits after hits. But just the show and out there dancing and moving around and doing this like every other week or whatever they do and her talent level. I mean, Mary's been in the game since the early 90s. Right. So
how long does she perform for?
An hour and a half. So it's a pretty long performance. It's a lot of different set changes and, wardrobe changes and everything. It's a great show. I mean, I'm a Mary fan, but it's more of a lady show than it is a man show. Yeah. If there are guys there, we're getting kind of dragged there with our ladies. Uh-huh. But it still was a good show.
Does she talk about Boston at all? I like to hear what artists have to say. Like, if they're like, I love Boston.
Say they love Boston after every song. She did it before she was on. Neil did it. Like, I love Boston. But you don't know. That's probably like,
Greg, hello, Cleveland.
Yes, exactly. The commercial.
What movie?
Wiggy, you don't know what movie that is?
No, I was thinking of the commercial.
Spinal Tap, for crying out loud. Huh? Spinal Tap.
Turn it up to 11.
Have you never, wait a minute, this is I've worse seen, than Courtney
Hold on, I've
and
seen
Anchorman.
Spinal Tap, but have it's you, probably been forever.
Have you never seen Spinal Tap?
I probably have.
Don't lie.
I probably have.
It's okay, we've all missed movies.
I mean, I've seen a ton of movies that are out. When did Spinal Tap come out?
1987 so I've probably seen or something like that.
I've probably seen it at one point in time. Certain movies stick out of your mind. Like,
my birth year, 84.
84 it came out, yeah.
I mean, I've seen
Is it
nine
black
and
white?
It's not black and white.
It's not like nine
I've
and a half.
I've never seen it.
It's not like 9.5 weeks. That movie stood out towards me with Mickey Rourke.
Okay, I know why you
Mickey
like
Rourke's
nine and
in
a half weeks.
Water right now.
You're horny 24 hours a day. That's why
I mean, you bring it up movies like, I probably saw it at some point in time.
You would remember seeing Spinal Tap.
No, it didn't stick out.
It's a parody. It's a parody film about a rock band, about a mega rock band.
A touring rock band. Yeah,
this is Spinal Tap.
Yeah, it's about a British rock band.
Let me see
band.
Who's in it.
Yeah. This looks terrible.
Hello, Cleveland! Curtis, great obscure.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, Fran Drescher?
Is that Lenny from Laverne and Shirley was in it?
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
I gotta see
good.
The trailer.
I probably did. Wiggy, you love English humor.
Yeah.
You would probably love
but
that.
But Greg,
film.
It's from the 80s. I probably
I
saw it. I just have to refresh the memory.
Probably wasn't, may not have been showing in East Boston.
I was a Laverne and Shirley fan, so I would definitely remember Lenny.
All right. Anyway, we got a lot to get to on a 2 for Tuesday. That includes our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. At least we will start them then. Code word at 7. So hear that, write that down, put it in your notes on your phone, whatever, so you can win tickets all day long today. We will get to They Said It after we are done with leads at 7:20. And we will discuss what a very frustrated Alex Cora said last night after that beatdown in Florida. News coming up at 7:45 with Courtney. And we will, of course, play Hill Notes back at 9:20 on this morning's show. And you can leave one of those whenever the mood strikes on the Odyssey app. And you'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the app. And you can talk to your heart's content with a voice note for us on any topic. Here is Courtney to get us started this morning with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox had a tough one in Tampa Bay. 16-1 was the final against the Rays. Tanner Houck only went 2 1/3, and it was brutal. He gave up 11 runs on 10 hits while striking out only one. Christian Campbell did homer in the third to get the Sox on the board. Another one in Florida tonight, 7:05 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. We have an NBA game to pay attention to tonight with the Celtics as the second seed in the East. We wait to see who wins the play-in game between the Magic and the Hawks tonight. Tip is at 7:30. Game one for the Seas and the winner of that one is set for Sunday, April 20th. The WNBA draft was last night, and as expected, Paige Bueckers went first overall to the Dallas Wings. Wiggy was so freaking right about the fact that college women's basketball, while very impressive, people only care about the drama. Like, how did we talk about the WNBA draft being last night at all?
Nope.
Like, there was barely anything online about it. It was basically Paige Bueckers, and that was it. Last year, we saw outfits. It was like a whole shebang. It's very interesting.
Well, I mean, even the women's tournament was like that, kind of, you know what I mean?
But I would argue, and I don't want to argue with you, Wiggy, but I think it's more about the generational, it was more about the generational player, talent-wise, that Caitlin Clark is.
Okay.
I know that's going to enrage you.
I mean, if you believe that.
I mean, you just gave me an under-the-breath okay.
Yo, well, if you believe that, I mean.
It's almost as bad as sighing.
Don't sigh me, bro.
No, but if you believe that, hey, I guess.
I do believe it.
You would be, I would say this thing. You would be in a very, very small minor, a group of people who believe that.
Well, I would say this. The term small is not often used to describe a group that I am in, so I am delighted by that.
Oh, yeah, you'd be on an island on that one.
I don't mind being on an island. I lived on Mac Jones Island for nearly a year and a half,
yeah.
So I'm fine with going back to an island.
You still have a rental there, I think.
I probably do.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bruins end the season at home tonight. The Devils are in town.
I think Gresh is squatting there.
Puck drop is at 7. And some sad NFL news. Former tight end and father of Matt Hasselbeck, Don Hasselbeck, has died at the age of 70 after going into cardiac arrest at his home. 70 years
such
old.
Such a nice guy,
so
too.
Young.
Such a nice guy.
Also the father of Tim and all of the Hasselbecks.
Yes. Yeah, but Matt is the one who posted about it.
So. Matthew's post gets you right in the
Does it?
Oh, what a great honor, tribute to his father.
Yeah, he was such a nice guy. I met him a bunch of times. I remember when he worked at Reebok. Such a nice guy.
And young, just 70.
Yeah, that's great. Like that.
I know he was helping out. Or you know, he was around a lot last year, or maybe it was the year before when Matt's son was playing at Xaverian, so he was around a lot for that. I've seen him a couple times, so it's sad news. He was a good guy.
Speaking of Reebok, a lot of Pumps content in the episode of Celtic City last night. I don't know if you watched
it. No, I didn't get to see Celtic City last night.
All right. So we'll delay discussion until Wednesday
if there was something you saw.
Thursday, whatever. Okay.
I'm catching up right now as well.
Okay. Right.
And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Spring is here. Ham it up with spiral sliced ham at Shaw's and Star Market. Just in time for your Easter feasts. Spiral sliced ham bone-in is just 99 cents a pound. That's limited to 2 per customer while supplies last. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 51 degrees in Boston. Going to be in the mid-60s today with cloudy skies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wiggy, was that the encore last night?
No. The encore was a family affair.
How can that not be the encore?
That is Family Affair.
Is that Family Affair?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It felt like it was...
Big fan.
No. I told you, I'm not a huge Mary fan, but that wasn't the encore.
Apparently,
I'll tell you right now, brother.
That wasn't percolating enough for you to know the title. But yes, that's her biggest hit.
That song slaps.
I think that
That wasn't...
I'm surprised.
Okay.
Did you not have your lighter out during that one?
No. No. No, I didn't have my lighter out. Yeah, that's
all right. Well,
you gotta believe. Maybe I don't know. That's what it says. What does it mean after audibles?
Huh?
On like a set list?
What is? Oh, on the set list. You're looking up the set list.
Yeah,
that means they talk, right? Yeah. Audibles is.
I would think. Yeah, well,
when they talk.
Audibles was before.
Orange Barrels reroute.
She's got mad songs. So
Audibles is actually what Jordan Hudson is going to be doing during the football season for UNC.
Oh,
she's going to be calling them.
Hey, she's doing a thing down there.
Anybody addressing that?
I most certainly will.
Okay, all right. I'll hold off then. I will hold off. Imagine if she's on the sideline calling plays.
She's going to be on the sideline.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
100%. Watching her for the spring game in her outfit.
We'll get to it during Curtis's lead. I can't wait for that, Curtis. All right. Just a heads up, the text machine is on the fritz, as we like to say. I don't know. Apparently nobody has it. Is there a new password? What's the deal, Shine?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Well, it's Curtis's email that is the sign in. So
yeah, but now Curtis's people change things and nobody tells anybody around here. We're in the communication business, but nobody communicates. Mm-hmm. So the text machine on the fritz.
Yeah.
My sincere apologies to any of you who normally text this radio show. I'll catch up as soon as I can wake the travel agent up. I'll see if he has any information on it. He probably doesn't.
He has a login as well, so maybe he can.
He has a login.
I tried using. That's the one I normally use, and I was unable to access it.
Yeah. Let me try to guess his password. Chrome Dome.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
That's not it.
Correct beginning syllable, though.
Okay. Hold on. This is Joe from Lowell. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, has anybody pointed out yet that Wiggy's constantly making fun of Santo for being dragged by Courtney?
Yeah.
And he went to a Mary J. Blige concert.
Right. Good point, Joe.
What's up, Wiggy?
Joe, how about when he declared me to be massively whipped because I was participating in making sourdough bread and a starter, and he gets dragged. He goes, well, most of the guys don't want to go see Mary J.
Right.
Blige.
So, did you not hear Shine play the other? I said, we were dragged there.
We were dragged there
because of our wives.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thou dost protest too much, Wiggy.
No, but I've listened.
Joe has a point.
I've never backed down there. So, no, I'm just saying play the audio. There are certain things when my wife says, oh, we're going to do this.
You say yes.
Mary J. Blige is one of them.
I think every time Talina tells you you're doing something, you are doing
it. No, she asked me to make bread. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
She didn't ask you to make.
Yeah, she did. She was like, we should make some
sourdough.
No, no,
like Greg and DMs.
No, she wants to make the moo rolls.
Well, you guys never actually made sourdough.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, we never. Unfortunately,
sore subject.
Bread Zeppelin 1 and 2 both. Yeah.
She wants to make the moo.
Maybe name the bread after it's here.
Yeah,
the moo rolls because we really like those.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, we should do that." I'm like, "No, I'm not making bread." I said, "You can make the bread. I'll eat the bread." But Mary, she's been a Mary fan, and we were supposed to go see Mary when my daughter was like 1 year old, but we not one, but a couple 27 years ago, and 28 years ago, something along those lines.
Like,
how old was my daughter?
You're way too much information.
No, we were supposed to go see her.
There's a massive lie going on.
No. We had
classic LB.
When I played for the Patriots.
Yeah, this is exactly like LB.
She'll tell you. When I played for the Patriots, we had tickets to go see Mary. She's a big fan of Mary.
Right.
We were
and you fumbled them?
No, we were out the door going to see Mary, but the babysitter called us and was like, listen, your daughter's been crying, and she was at that time. This was 2001, so my daughter was like 3 years old. And my wife was like, we're going back.
Okay.
And then so we had never seen her. And then last night, my wife, my daughter, and I went to see Mary J. Blige. So we full circled it. But
it was a family affair.
And yeah, I was dragged there. Believe me, I like Mary's
this
songs.
This is like the Lion King and the circle of life.
Like Chris Brown in August.
The love tonight.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm getting dragged to Chris Brown in August.
Yeah. Normally, Chris Brown does the dragging.
Oh.
But, yeah.
That'll be an interesting show.
Fenway Park.
Okay.
Forever by Chris Brown is an all-time banger.
Very
good. Saying.
Define all-time.
Yep. Pretty
Chris
pretty
Brown
good.
Yeah, got some
it reaches yeah. beyond your generation.
Yeah,
sorry.
He's got some bangers.
Take You Down. Oh,
okay. Yeah, he got
I
some
wonder
bangers.
If he's going to do the Take You Down dance at Fenway. If
Probably.
So, I would like to be in attendance.
Yeah, I pray to God.
He will.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got bangers.
What is
usually
it?
the stage tilts up, and he is on his back doing gyrations into the air.
He can dance his ass off.
Do the knees get weak when you see that?
I mean, it's probably the most played video for most gals out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That specific
He's got some
song.
New ones. Sensational.
Mitch, if you could find the video so people could see it. It's impressive.
Some people are eating breakfast.
They'll love it.
Yeah, they will.
People don't want Chris Brown taking them down at 6:36 in the morning.
When they see him dance, they're like, damn, a man can actually do that. Imagine what he must be like in bed.
Yeah.
Thanks for spelling it out.
Well,
sometimes people need help spelling it out, Curtis.
I sure do.
Courtney brought up Mitch. Twitch Mitch, the man in black. He is our vice president of Twitch services, and that gives me the opportunity to remind you that you can watch this show every day on Twitch. And it is brought to you every day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. If you are in the market for a diamond, then you got to get to Springer's. Go see my team at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Best prices in New England. Guaranteed. Visit springersjewelers.com. Shine, let's do this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England and the Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So yesterday, Adam Schefter tweeted out a graphic of all of the prospects invited to the NFL draft, to actual draft night. And I thought a couple things were interesting. There's one name in particular not on the list. Any guesses?
Shadur.
That is correct, Courtney Cox. Shadur Sanders
Detroit.
Will not be attending the NFL draft.
Wow.
Two names that I found very interesting that will be attending the NFL draft. Jackson Dart
Yep.
And Jalen Milroe. I don't.
May I ask a quick question?
Go sure. for it.
Do we know who was invited? Because this is attendees.
Yes. We don't know all of the invites.
Shador
could have been invited. And
no, he was invited.
However, I think it is far more interesting to me that Jalen Milroe and Jackson Dart were invited. This night is generally reserved for guys who are almost a shoo-in to go top 20.
Yeah.
Guys like Travis Hunter, guys like Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, Will Campbell. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that always get these invites. And yet these two quarterbacks, who up until very recently have been non-existent from the mock drafts or just speculation to go in the first round, yeah, are invited and going to the draft night, I think is very interesting and probably means we're going to get way more quarterbacks in the first round than we ever expected.
But we knew that, though.
No, we brought it up yesterday because McShay was
has him going ninth to the Saints.
He's been hot, though. He's been hot since and Shime should know this. He's been hot since the pro day.
He hasn't really, though.
Yes,
Shime, as somebody who reads all of these mock drafts, he hasn't been in the first round of anybody.
He has. He has been after the pro day, the combine. Jackson Dart's name was on the tip of everybody's tongue on, is he the second best quarterback after Cam Ward? So I'll give you the Milroe one came out of left field. That one I didn't see coming. But the Jackson Dart, the stuff, even after his pro day.
Phenomenal name for a quarterback, by the way. Arguably the best name for a quarterback ever.
What about producer?
Yes, also.
Hell of a name. But he's been on the tip of everybody's tongue since the NFL Combine because he had a great combine. They were talking to him. Then he had a great pro day. So him, I had seen him on a couple mock drafts in the first round. The Milroe one, that's a head scratcher.
So Shador must be hearing the whispers and is not going to show up and be embarrassed when he doesn't go top 10,
right,
or top 20.
Even though he's working out for the Giants. He's got to work out for the Giants, I believe, today or tomorrow, something like that.
Yeah.
But I think he's a little bit one of those guys. You could see, he's very, confidence cocky. He walks that line, and I don't think he wants to be the quarterback that thinking he's going top 10 and he doesn't get picked until the 22nd or 23rd.
Is there a chance he is the fourth quarterback taken? Like, he's not taken until, 26 where the Rams are, or somebody has to trade back into the end of the first round to take him? Is there that chance? Like, just seeing Milroe being at the draft and then with the rumors of, the Saints liking Jackson Dart, it feels like now Shedeur Sanders could have gone from the second quarterback to the fourth.
I would agree Dot could potentially jump Frogum. I can't see Milroe doing it, but definitely Dot.
All right, well, 10 sleeps, I think, until the draft.
Yeah, what's the
week from Thursday?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right. Cannot wait. And just a semi-weekly reminder that you would be picking number one as the New England Patriots if Jerod Mayo had not been allowed to go out and win that last football game of the season.
Mm.
I don't want to belabor the point, but I do mention it from time to time.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I hope there weren't any children watching on Twitch because I just deployed the finger guns shooting at the walls of Hardik. Bang, bang. Great one, Chime. Great one. May I, before we get to the rest of the leads, or at least begin that process, may I offer a brief Odyssey appreciation?
We shouldn't rush through these leads, so let's slow down. But.
Ronnie Palermo from Daigle Electrical. Listening to this program every single day. Thank you, Ronnie. And thank you to all who listen on the Odyssey app or on the radio or stream us at WEEI.com or watch on YouTube or on Twitch. Thank you. Sincere thanks. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. We've alluded to it a couple times this morning. New footage of the North Carolina Tar Heel spring game has been released, and you can see it right there if you're watching us on Twitch or YouTube. If you're in your car, Jordan is giving Bill some tips, putting something in his pocket, coming back, signaling to an assistant or some photographer about he's ready for shoots or God knows what.
And Jordan, of course, is Bill's girlfriend,
right?
Jordan Hudson.
She had no idea who he was until they were on the plane and he helped her with her homework. That's what she says. And boy, do I believe it even more every day. This is getting uncomfortable. This is not how Bill Belichick's career should end. This is embarrassing. A guy whose entire life was predicated upon no distractions,
right?
Do your job, has his girlfriend walking around in heels in some getup at spring practice.
She's wearing, like, white boots, booty shorts, some long, like, fur jacket, like, on a football field. Like, what is she doing?
I'm all for it.
And why is he? What is wrong with him?
If you could put Greg and I in this scenario, and it would look the same. Like, she's hooking him up for a live mic, clearly during it for UNC. She's
so there's
clearly
nobody
involved
in North Carolina that knows how to do that
in the marketing side.
Whoever
of, is there
of got
this.
Fired, so she yeah. can. Yeah. Do it. Oh yeah.
I'm a feminist. I'm all for this. Bill Belichick, who took nothing from nobody. Right. He was just, he would sit across from him and he'd scowl at you. He was terrifying. Right. Has now just let this young woman, this young intelligent woman, run his life, and all these men are upset about it. Sorry.
It's the power,
sorry.
The power of the P, Courtney.
Yep. I
call it what it is.
It.
I'm not upset about it. I think that what Bill Belichick is doing is embarrassing for him. I think that this is a sad way for Bill Belichick, arguably the greatest coach in the history of the NFL, in the ACC, being paraded around by a 20-year-old putting in headphones. If you think that this was a job to get him back to the NFL, there is zero chance. Owners right now are high-fiving one another, saying, thank goodness we did not bring this guy in.
He never wanted to go back to the NFL.
She got his head spinning like Linda Blair on The Exorcist.
Courtney, this isn't about feminism. That's the joke. I just support a woman who is dating a man, and the man is just following her lead.
That's what he's
all
doing.
About it.
Right. They're whipped, is what you're saying.
Who would have ever thought Bill Belichick would be this way?
That
ever.
Bill would be whipped?
Oh, yes.
No, nobody ever thought
but
that.
But also, the fact that he respects this young woman, clearly, and what she brings to the table.
Can we all agree now, once and for all, I know I get crap for it from time to time, but the only person of the Holy Patriots Trinity that was truly obsessed with winning above all else was the quarterback. The owner, clearly, we've seen that, he's not invested in that way. And Bill is basically floating around like, it's crazy to me. This now, is just crazy.
Is the reporting accurate that her title is COO of Bill Belichick?
Like Enterprise?
Enterprises or something. Like, there was reporting last night that on her email and perhaps her business card or whatever she uses, probably a virtual business card, that it now has an official title, which is Chief Operating Officer of
Belichick Productions.
Oh, he has his own television company.
Well, and there is also reporting that, unfortunately, the reason that Hard Knocks did not happen was because of her. Which is unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. I don't support her in that. I would have loved to see that.
Well, no, but she was too. The reason it didn't happen is she was. They didn't want to deal with her because she was running everything for the operation over there, the Belichick Productions operation.
What else the Belichick Productions putting out? Anything else that we could be looking forward to?
I don't know.
Hopefully.
They're working on some kind of. I think there's some kind of a show, like a facial product show that's coming up where. Jordan tries various creams and things.
I will say this, Greg. If Jordan convinces Bill with Bill Belichick Productions to do a Butler docuseries, I will forgive everything I just said and say that she was worth everything. She's the right woman for Bill.
She got him twisted. Hey.
I mean,
you'll do things.
Bill is looking more and more like Biden. He's like pointing to nothing.
Yeah. But he's also not. Like, I think most men would be embarrassed by that.
Nah, most men
when
would be like Bill.
She comes running out on the football field.
He does not care. He's like, that's my gal.
But he doesn't care. Like, she's running around.
What do you think it's like for Steven now that his wife is trolling her on Twitter and Instagram?
Most men would be like Bill, Courtney, with the power of the P. I was at J. Blige.
And when you
okay, baby. My microphone. Yeah, put that thing right there. Yeah. He might not do everything, but damn sure he gonna let her run around the field with the microphone.
Imagine if Stacey James had asked Bill Belichick to mic himself up for any type of preseason anything with the Patriots.
He would have ripped that thing out of him and said, God
like,
damn it,
this
Stacey.
Is a new Bill.
Like, when standing at the podium, he would knock the microphone out of the way
because
he didn't want it there. Now she comes over and puts the lapel mic. It's weird that she's putting it on his crotch, but a better place to pick it up, maybe.
You know what is interesting, though? Like, is this going to be used for UNC, or is there Belichick Productions something going on?
They're doing their own Hard Knocks?
I don't know.
Belichick Productions.
But you
right.
look at the Twitch. It's the same. She's men are
it,
angered
she's
by this.
She's calling it hard with herbal assistance knocks.
I mean, you say men are angered by this. What do you think about Linda Holiday? And most
yeah,
think
no,
they're
I'm
angered
sure.
by it?
But people immediately go like, Courtney, what if this was your dad? Well, then, I mean, I'd probably feel a bit differently. Belichick's not my dad.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's right. The age disparity first got everybody's head. Like, even if they were just regular people, you'd be looking
it's
at
just it's
and
work.
Then it's Bill Belichick.
It's his work. It's his. It's the football field. Yeah. It's weird that he has her out
yeah,
there.
It
Beller,
is.
Like she could do anything else other than that.
What?
Because
like,
we never
but,
saw.
But she's not. But I think people are like she shouldn't be involved in the football stuff. Oh, no, she's not involved. She's clearly doing something that's production wise. Yeah.
Oh, we. I think
media.
A lot of people had never saw
she's
Linda.
Producing, all right. Yes. All right.
She's making Bill the influencer.
All right. Well,
imagine if they have a baby. Imagine if they have a baby.
There's no
like,
way.
That would be.
There would be no way.
Well.
All right. They'll need a. If they have a baby, she's gonna heat. She's gonna require a whole separate house on in Sconset on. Far away from everybody else, I would imagine.
Babe's
now that's a reality series.
He's going to be like, why does daddy wear a diaper like me?
All right. Great lead. We will be back with the rest of this morning's lead. A lead from Courtney, lead from Wiggy, lead from yours truly coming up next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.